Good morning. Welcome to Local Matter Sports. This is your host, Sam Brooks. Today I have in the hot seat Mark Wilson, head athletic director at Tennessee Tech. Pleasure to have you back on the show, Mark.
Happy to be on with you, Sam. Thanks for inviting me in this morning.
So, how many years have we been at Tech? 17 plus?
I've completed 17 years, and now I'm working on year 18.
You're on the plus side.
I'm on the plus side, and that's always going to be on the plus side, and I'm so blessed to have the opportunity to serve all the students and alumni of Tennessee Tech as athletic director, and I'm honored that Bob Bell hired me a number of years ago, and I'm thrilled to continue to work with Dr. Phil Oldham, university president, who's just doing a phenomenal job. And I know every day that I have the opportunity to serve Tennessee Tech and the Cookeville community and Putnam County community, and as athletic director, I know it's an amazing blessing.
So I tell you, the positivity that you have in your job and in your duties, Mark, is something that I draw from. So I appreciate that. You can be positive about a single thing, or you can be negative, and you always choose to be positive. Why is that important?
That's important because I think it's a mindset. I think it's a mindset of what is important to us at Tennessee Tech. I said that when I was interviewed in 2004, is that, we were going to think big, act big, dream big. Okay. And that's a Conrad Hilton quote. And I'm going to give him all the credit for that. I think you have to attack each day with a positive mindset, especially if you think in terms of winning and losing. There's always a winner and there's always a loser in every game that we play.
Yeah.
And you have to be positive in that because you're not going to win every game. Do we work to win every game? Absolutely, but you're not. And so you've got to take the victories that come out of everything in our daily lives, our work lives, and make it as positive as we possibly can.
So you've had a lot of successes along the way. And when you came to Tennessee Tech, and you told me just in 2004, Bob Bell hired you at that time. We really didn't have a true athletic director position. So you were really the first true athletic director in Tennessee Tech's history. How important, as you came in, being at other places, how important was that to Tennessee Tech?
I think it was very important because at that point in time, the landscape of college athletics was rapidly changing. It has rapidly changed from 2004 until now and continues to rapidly change and evolve. And I think it was important, and I applaud Dr. Bell for making that decision for Tennessee Tech. I'm just the fortunate recipient of that decision. If it wasn't me, it would have been somebody else. But to be able to provide what our student athletes and coaches deserve, and that was daily leadership, somebody being their champion and their cheerleader each and every day, to be able to provide the experience and the resources that our student athletes, coaches, and staff need to be successful.
You know, sometimes that's tough, and you can just look at the athletic director position from around the nation, and you don't find folks that have been in a job for 17 years a lot now. It's kind of the gone on the other end of the spectrum. Used to, you'd see folks that have been doing a job for 20 or 30 years. You don't find that much anymore.
No, there's still some out there that have done it a long time at one institution. But now the average tenure of a Division I athletic director is just over 7 years. So I do know how fortunate that I am to be able to serve. There's been other opportunities, but I love Cookeville. I love Tennessee Tech, and the grass isn't always greener on the other side. And it would have to be a phenomenal opportunity to lure me away from Tennessee Tech. And I just work every day for Dr. Oldham, the administration, our alumni, and students and student athletes. You know, to make Tennessee Tech athletics better, to make us more relevant for the entire university and the community, and that means winning a great education for our student athletes, which our faculty provides to our students, service to the community, and doing that in a fiscally prudent way, but still allowing us to grow.
So I'm glad you mentioned that, and today we're talking to Mark Wilson, head athletic director at Tennessee Tech, and you just mentioned that was one of my questions, so you just read my mind. Good job. So I'm sure over the 17 years, as you've increased the expectation in Tennessee Tech athletics all around, you've had some other offers to do other things. What's attractive about Cookeville and Tennessee Tech?
Well, look, Tennessee Tech, first, it's an institution that is committed to students and the growth of students and them reaching their individual potential while they're here. And there's nothing more important to Tennessee Tech than student athletes being successful in the classroom, earning the skills that they need to graduate from Tennessee Tech and be successful in life. And that aligns with me, you know, because the young men, young women that play sports at Tennessee Tech, they're not going to make their lifelong living, or it's going to be very rare that they make their lifelong living playing sports. So the education is most important. But we want to do that with the balance of allowing our student athletes to compete for Ohio Valley Conference champions. And I've said this from day one, is that, you know, we want our student athletes to leave here with a diploma in their left hand and a championship ring on their right. And while they're doing that, we want to provide service to the community, because we think that if student athletes, if they've got a great academic background, they have all the foundation they need to be successful in whatever their chosen career is, all the skills that you learn from athletics, so teamwork, perseverance, facing adversity, coming back from injury, all of those things that you learn as being part of a team, and then also winning, and the winning mindset is extremely important in whatever your job is going to be after college. And then if they're providing service to the community, meaning giving back to the community, helping the community, wherever they locate, whatever they do for a job, if they have those three things, they are going to be successful, productive members of their communities. And that we think that gives them an advantage in life, and that's what we want to give them.
So what I've noticed since the time that you've been here is it's fun to go to a game. You know, there's a lot surrounding the game that probably didn't exist before we had an athletic director, you. So that the game experience is important to you. You mentioned academics, and that's very visible, you know, with everything that you guys do. You celebrate the student athletes and what they do in the classroom. And you said it's important, but it's easy to say something's important, but not, you know, really back that up and do it. So your department has really done a good job of pointing that out, making sure that students are celebrated for their academic performance. And I think in turn that makes them more motivated to be good students in the classroom. So it's kind of something you get out of it what you put into it. So that's something that I've seen that's definitely grown. The win losses, that is something that, you know, is difficult for everybody, but you had a lot of success in that out there also with all of the teams. We've grown some programs, you know, the facilities have really grown, you know, at Tennessee Tech. And I know in the news here lately, there's some plans to grow that even more across the campus. But Tennessee Tech, if you're talking to a student athlete out there across the nation, what would you say to them of why they want to come to Tennessee Tech?
Number one, you're going to get a great education. That's what we always lead with. You're going to get a great education. You're going to be able to fulfill your dreams of what you want in your life with your education from Tennessee Tech. And whatever that chosen field, if you want to be an engineer, you want to be a teacher, you want to be a nurse, you want to be a businessman, you want to be a geologist, you know, you want to be in a band, you can do all of that while at Tennessee Tech and get that foundation that you need for success. That's what we tell them. The other thing is we're going to give you the opportunity to play at the highest level of collegiate athletics, the Division I level, and a conference that's committed to equity and parity and, you know, being great sports with each other when we compete against each other. We will tell them that, and we talk about community service. We talk about that in the recruitment process. And those three things, those are the three, pillars of Tennessee Tech athletics. The other part that we add to that is that we try to do it in a family atmosphere. And a lot of our programs have family atmospheres. And so if you think of it as a stool, you know, a four-legged stool, that's the best base of support that we can provide our student athletes. So academics, competing for championships, community service, do it in a family atmosphere. We're giving them every opportunity to be successful here as a student and successful after they graduate from Tennessee Tech.
Probably one area of growth that I've seen the most during your tenure is the community service. You can't open a newspaper or look at a social media in Putnam County, Tennessee, without seeing Tennessee Tech athletes out there serving our community. It's pretty evident that that's important to you and our coaches.
It is important, and it's important to our kids. I mean, it's become more important and more student-driven than it has driven from the administration, the athletic administration, and the coaches. Because the students that do that, and you think of Jamal Thompson, football student athlete, who third ever recipient of the Steve Hamilton Award from the Ohio Valley Conference. First one ever from Tennessee Tech was Grant Swallows, a football yeah. student athlete, baseball student athlete, and then Beth Bowden, a softball student athlete. Jamal is our third recipient, and I think that's the highest honor that the Ohio Valley Conference bestows upon you know, student athletes on an annual basis. And because it's not based just on scholarship, meaning academics, it's not just based on athletic performance, and he had a great spring season for head coach Dwayne Alexander and the Golden Eagles, but it's based on, you know, service to your school and service to your community. And he's been a leader. And this past summer, he was a leader in the Freedom School, and all the work that the College of Education does with that. So, it's become kind of the fabric of who we are, and we're very proud of that.
So your work ethic from day to day, you know, I've seen you, on a tractor. I've seen you doing shoveling snow at the TWSAA. So there's a lot more to this job, you know, than just being in an office and running the athletic program.
There is. And I try to lead by example. I won't ask my staff to do anything that I won't do with them or that I haven't done before or I won't do tomorrow with them. It just depends on what each day brings to Tennessee Tech athletics. But also be able to provide the, you know, the knowledge and the leadership behind the scenes that, that I do for coaches and staff, you know, to allow them to, provide a positive student athlete experience for the growth, that our student athletes need and for a positive fan experience that, that we try to provide when, fans attend, Tennessee Tech athletic events.
So Mark, we're going to take us a quick break. We're going to come back and continue this conversation and we'll take that break and we'll be right back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back to Local Matters Sports. This is your host, Sam Brooks. Again, we have Mark Wilson in the hot seat today talking about Tennessee Tech Athletics, head athletic director at Tennessee Tech for 17 years, going on 18 now. So I want to talk about something that's really unique for Tennessee Tech University. You were awarded the opportunity to take over a golf course several years ago by a local business person. Great asset for the university, but something that takes a lot of work to take care of. And I must say right now, it's in the best shape, Mark, that I've ever seen it be in. The greens are absolutely phenomenal. Fairways are better than they've ever been, but that takes a lot of work. So tell me a little bit about the acquisition of the golf course and why that was important to Tennessee Tech.
Well, it was actually quite a shock. Mr. Dunn, Landy Dunn, invited me down to his office at his car dealership to sit and have a conversation. I didn't know what that was about. And then he talked a little bit about his life and business and then said he'd been thinking about the golf course and I wanted to donate it to Tennessee Tech. And I said, well, I need to go back and talk to the president and we got to figure out how to do that. And if we did want to do that, Dr. Oldermeyer had some extensive conversations and had conversations with Mr. Dunn. And we decided it was important for Tennessee Tech to have a leadership role in the golf community. It was important for Tennessee Tech to have a place for our men's and women's golf teams, which are, you know, we have 14 Division I varsity sports at Tennessee Tech. They're two of our 14 sports. It was important to provide them a first-class home. And then we were able to recruit Matt Manzaro back. He had left at the time, Cookeville Golf Club, and gone to work for Academy Sports and Outdoors, and we were able to recruit him back to come be our general manager and teaching pro, which was really probably the deciding factor that if we were going to have the course and accept it as a donation. And we are running it as part of our university foundation. We're running it as a break-even proposition. We would like to make some money so we can reinvest it in the course. But Matt, as the general manager and pro, and Wes Flatt as our superintendent, they are doing a really good job working. I can't take credit for how the golf course works. The athletics facility staff and myself, we do work out there, but it's more special projects. You know, we've had lots of trees that have died. We had the ice storm cleanup from that. We are in the process of fundraising for a short game facility. We have some commitments for that already for men's and women's golf, and we're doing some work in that area to prepare for that. It's an honor for us to run Golden Eagle Golf Club and to provide hopefully a first class course and experience for golfers throughout the Upper Cumberland and visitors to campus, but really to provide that for our student athletes as a place to play and practice.
So I guess the biggest question I have, when people are talking about that, you see, I guess what would be called some, PGA prep schools, that actually have golf courses built into their day to day and actually, have a degree, they can obtain a certain degree in golf course management. The biggest question I get a lot of times is why do we not have some students from Tennessee Tech out there possibly, in one of the fields in agriculture, maybe working towards their degree by working at the golf course. Why is that not possible, or is it?
Well, it is possible. I mean, but we did look when we were debating whether to accept Cookeville Golf Club as a donation to Tennessee Tech. We did look into the PGM programs as part of the PGA, but the PGA was not supporting any new PGM programs. We looked into if we could run some programs on our own, and the decision, because that's an academic program, yeah. The decision was that we would not. So therefore, we've operated it all as with student labor, with labor from the community, in addition to the two full-time employees that we have, and the only full-time employees that we have are Matt Manzaro, the general manager and pro, and Wes Flatt, the superintendent. Everybody else is temporary employees, hourly employees, including the students that we hire. Students can work out there and gain valuable experience if they want to be in agriculture or turf graft management and work with Wes and learn how to mow and learn how to do all those things. We have found that it's been difficult to attract the students out there that want that. And we pay pretty well, but it's been extremely difficult. I wish that there were some academic programs where we could actually get some, labor that they would need it for their course requirements to get some free labor. That would help our payroll and reduce our payroll and make us, profitable. That would allow us to reinvest that money into the course. Cause we do have some, long-term plans. We'd like to, we built some tee box. That was one of the first things that we wanted to do is improve some tee box, build some tee box for seniors and women. We began an aggressive fertilizer program that we had not done a lot in the past to better enhance the grass at the course. Our ponds need some work. We have some invasive, as all ponds around here, we have some invasive plants that are that. So we're actually exploring what we can do with aerification of the ponds and what other kind of things we have to do. And we want to improve the bunkers. So we have things that we want to do. We just need to, generate the profits to be able to do that and make it a place where people are proud to play and proud to call it their home course, Golden Eagle Golf Club.
I'm glad we could at least talk about that and folks out there be able to hear some explanation around that. It's tough to, folks think what they think and they don't know, and that gives them at least something to think about on your end and how we've been able to deal with this. But even with those parameters that are there, the course is in great shape. Matt is, I think you're right, getting Matt back as the general manager. He does such a good job. He's so good with lessons and he's so good with young kids, and he really entertains the local high school and middle school golf programs out here too and gives them a place. But you hit right on it. If for nothing else, giving the Tennessee Tech men's and women's golf team a place that they can play and call home was very important. And, you know, I benefited that for my son playing at Tennessee Tech, and he really loved the opportunity to be out there. That was his home, and he got to go from high school to college and be able to do that, and something he really enjoyed. So, we, you know, from that perspective, I definitely appreciate it. Specifically.
Yes.
But I know a lot of other folks do too. And just having that home and that place they can call home, it has to be very rewarding to you.
Yeah, it is extremely rewarding. And then when we get the short game facility, that'll be a place where our teams get to practice every day. Cause it's hard. I mean, if they want to take 100 shots from 100 yards in on the course hitting into a green, there's no place for them to do that. And that's what a short game facility will be able to do is allow them to more work on their craft without interrupting the regular flow. Because in golf or student athletes, you don't go out and play. Like when I go out, you just go play 9 holes, right. 18 holes. Well, you know, student athletes that are really trying to compete at the highest level, they go hit lots of shots. They don't play all the time. And that's why the short game facility, our continued fundraising for that will be extremely important.
Yeah, it's intentional. I mean, it's intentional practice, you know, instead of just like you and I do.
Let's go play.
Ball around, yeah, so that's neat. So, you know, incredible attraction in the golf course, not only for the student athletes there, but the whole community. And you've also got a community that lives around that golf course that functions around there every day. So important acquisition for Tennessee Tech there. And I think you guys have done a pretty good job in just a short period of time that you've been able to manage that golf course. And I think the future is very bright for the growth of that course as time goes on. Because as you said, I think every time I'm out there, people are playing. And so that's translating into hopefully more funds for the course to build on. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Mark Wilson, Head Athletic Director at Tennessee Tech University. Good morning. Welcome back to Local Matters Sports. This is your host, Sam Brooks, with Mark Wilson, Head Athletic Director at Tennessee Tech University. Mark, as we go into the fall, you know, it's been a great summer. COVID is COVID, and we had some good discussions last week with Head Athletic Trainer Joe Earljack here, and he really laid it out what you guys have been dealing with the last year and a half with the COVID situation. But hopefully, even with the increase in the variant, hopefully we're starting to come out of that and we can get back to whatever our new normal is going to be. And we're pretty close, about a week away from the first football game. How exciting is that to you after the past year and a half we've had?
It's exciting. I mean, I love it when our teams have the opportunity to compete. I mean, that's why they practice so hard every day. And that's how we represent Tennessee Tech. We represent Tennessee Tech. We're kind of a marketing arm and a PR arm of Tennessee Tech in competing in athletic competitions. And it's wonderful that, you know, the Golden Eagle soccer team, and they started up, had a couple exhibition contests at home. And then now they're deep in their regular season. Volleyball season here, it opens up. Golden Eagle football team, their first game of the year is 1 week from today at Samford. They'll begin the 2021 season. A really important slate for head coach Golden Eagle, head football coach Dwayne Alexander and the Golden Eagles. And then we come back home. We open up at home next Saturday, September 11th. So big community weekend. It's Fall Fun Fest, cityscape event on the square. But the Golden Eagle football team will open up at home against Furman. It's a 1:30 kickoff. 98.5 KISS FM Tailgate Park will open that morning at 10:30. It's the tribute of that day, and the special part of those days is multiple. It's family weekend on the Tennessee Tech campus. It's running of the freshmen, so that's where all the freshmen will lead Coach Alexander and the football team out of the tunnel and onto the field to begin the play. But it's also, it's a way for us to remember. It's the 20th anniversary of 9/11, on that Saturday.
Wow.
And, we have partnered with local, military organizations. So it's Military Appreciation, Public Safety and Healthcare Provider.
Wow.
Day. That's been expanded to the healthcare providers after COVID and how important that they have been to our community and our surrounding communities. Anybody, if you have been a military member, past or present, you can get tickets for you and your immediate family. Same thing with if you're a paramedic, firefighter, policeman, sheriff, any kind of public service, like that, then you can get free tickets for you and your immediate family. And same thing if you're a healthcare provider. So if you're a doctor, if you're a nurse, if you work at a local health department, just bring your ID and present it at the ticket office in the Hooper Evelyn Center prior to the game or on game day at any Tucker Stadium ticket booth, and get free tickets for you and your immediate family. It's just a small way that we can say thank you for what you do for our community. And, it's really quite humbling to think that it was 20 years ago that, tragedy struck our country with a terrorist attack. And, it'll just be, a way that we can remember, a way we can pay tribute to the men and women, that lost their lives that day. But all the safety personnel and military men and women that came to the aid and protected the rest of us as a country. So it's going to be humbling. Season tickets are on sale now. An adult season ticket is only $36. We have 5 home games at Tucker Stadium, so it's really a great slate of home games. Of course, the Ohio Valley Conference has been shook up a little bit with the departure of 2 members. So we've had to add some additional non-conference contests to be able to make up for those games. But we've been able to successfully do that. Looking forward to everybody coming out and cheering on the Golden Eagles. We also, in addition to an adult season ticket being $36, we have a discounted ticket for senior citizens, discounted season ticket for youth. Of course, I personally buy the Back the Golden Eagles plan. I think you do too, Sam.
Yes, sir.
Where we buy 10 season tickets. It's $200 plus the $5 processing fee, so $205. We get 10 tickets to each and every football game and encourage people to do that. Come on out, make a day of it. Every game this year is an afternoon game at 1:30. So in addition to the game against Furman, we also host Southeast Missouri. We host Eastern Illinois. We host Virginia Lynchburg. And then we host UT Martin. So it's really is a great home slate. Of course, I need to talk about, our FBS opponent this year is playing at Tennessee on the 18th of September. So a great opportunity. Tickets are on sale if you want that. We still have tickets on sale through the Tennessee Tech Athletics ticket office for the Golden Eagle football team at UT. 931-372-3940 is the telephone number for our ticket office. Of course, you can stop by. It's located in the main lobby of the Hooper Evelyn Center on the Tennessee Tech campus, or you can always log on to ttusports.com.
I tell you what, you're a walking, talking advertisement for Tennessee Tech. That's pretty cool.
I live it, eat it, breathe it each and every day.
He rolled all that off with no notes in front of him, so I'm really impressed now. So go back to the September 11th, and man, that sounds like that could be just a really huge crowd that day. And, you take us back to last March 2nd with the tornadoes and then how this community reacted and really loved on everyone that was affected by that. And then right into COVID 2 weeks later, when you talk about supporting healthcare workers, firefighters, law enforcement, and the military, man, that's an opportunity for everybody in this area to show up. For them, I think that could be huge, not only for them, the Tennessee Tech game, the crowd and everything involved, and then Fall Fun Fest on top of it. Man, what a weekend that's going to be in Cookeville. So really looking forward to that, Mark. But I wasn't thinking about all that when leading up to the game. If you can't be at the game, of course, on that day, you can catch it up with me on ESPN Plus and hear.
Yours truly, Sam Brooks, yeah, with doing the color. Dylan Vizzano with the play-by-play.
Yeah, Dylan does such a great job.
Of course, you can always listen to Roger Ely on the Golden Eagle Sports Network.
Yeah.
Yep. On a competitor station to this one. So I already mentioned it once. I won't say it again.
That's
yep.
Okay.
Apologies, Larry.
That's okay. No problem at all. That's the way it is. So, we just appreciate that and really looking forward to this season, not only in football. Dwayne Alexander comes into his fourth season and he's been able to recruit some quality athletes here at Tennessee Tech. And I'm really excited to see how that pans out this year. It always takes a lot of luck within the confines of any season for any football team to do well. Hopefully we'll get the ball to bounce in our direction this year, and those athletes will continue to get stronger and faster, and they're definitely a lot larger
than they have been in
the past. So I'm anxious for the community to be able to see that, and having the excitement to get on the bus and go up to the University of Tennessee and walk out in front of 100,000 fans has got to be exciting for our players.
It is extremely exciting, and I appreciate the support of Dr. Oldham and Dr. Stinson for Summer Access, our men's and women's basketball student athletes and football student athletes. They've been here since the beginning of June to be able to train. And we felt like this year, we try to do it every year, but we felt like this year was critical with the missed time that we had from when COVID started right after the tornado in March, you know, and we didn't bring football back until July 13th, I think it was. July 12th was our team meeting, and we started doing our COVID testing July 12th, and then we quarantined everybody for 2 weeks last summer. So we felt like we missed a lot of an opportunity to be able to condition and get bigger, faster, stronger. We did a lot of that over the fall, but then playing, we normally do that in the spring in preparation for the next year, but we played spring football, so we tried to do some of that. But when you're playing games, it can't be that same intensity. So I think summer access was really good for Coach Alexander's squad, and I think we'll see reap the benefits of that and look forward to seeing what we do next Thursday night down at Samford.
Yeah, and I just to reap some rewards for all of the hard work. And, you know, we did play last spring. It probably wasn't the best situation, but the kids did get the opportunity to get on the field. You know, when you're dealing with COVID testing every week and someone being positive and taken out of the lineup, it's just a tough target, you know, to hit. And so many other teams experienced that too. But I think the opportunity to get on the field was worth it for those kids to get that experience. It did create a tough turnaround time when they normally have the spring to, like you said, to work in the weight room, get bigger, stronger, faster. And having them back in the summer in that month gave them the ability to at least regain some of that. So that's definitely a blessing to be able to do that. And everyone who supported that needs to be thanked. And that I think will prove to be very important to our athletics. More athletics beyond football going on at Tennessee Tech in the fall. So let's touch on a few of those.
Yeah, men's and women's cross country are competing, volleyball, soccer. Remember, those sports, they are complimentary. So for their schedules, log on to ttusports.com. Of course, in the non-traditional season, all of our sports are playing. So baseball has some non-traditional, softball, golf has tournaments, men's and women's golf, tennis has tournaments. So there's always a lot going on the Tennessee Tech campus. Really looking forward to basketball season. You know, Coach Pelfrey and Coach Roseman both doing great jobs. Lots of, with the COVID year, we have four really stellar women's basketball student athletes coming back for a fifth year with Mackenzie Coleman, Jordan Brock, Keisha Brady, and Megan Clark. So they're, I'd call them super seniors. So a great opportunity for the Golden Eagle women's basketball team to compete for an OVC championship, and would love nothing more than to hang another women's basketball banner in the Evelyn Center. I know you had Coach Worrell on a couple weeks ago, and Marinelle Metters and Coach Worrell, they built a dynasty at Tennessee Tech, and then Satia Messer was able to win a couple championships, and then Coach Davis won a championship, and I think Coach Roseman, I truly believe that she will win championships at Tennessee Tech, and this could be a year. So plan on spending a lot of time this winter in the friendly confines of the Hooper Evelyn Center. And one of the things that we pride ourselves on is our events being family friendly.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean we don't make mistakes on music sometime or something happens, but we do pride ourselves on being family friendly, and the video board is a lot of fun, and we have that both at Tucker Stadium and the Hooper Evelyn Center.
Oh yeah.
And those are the only sports that we charge for: football, men's and women's basketball. Everything else is complimentary. So take advantage of Division I sports right here in your own backyard that is complimentary, and it is great family entertainment.
Well, let me say this to you as someone who's had a student athlete go through the program who really enjoyed his experience at Tennessee Tech and wouldn't trade it for anything. We definitely appreciate the work ethic that you have and what you mean to the student athletes at Tennessee Tech, and the number of years that you spent here has been very important to the growth of this university. So I want to say that publicly and want everybody to hear it. So
thank you, Sam. Really
proud,
appreciate that.
Proud of what you do.
That means a lot coming from you as a friend, as a colleague, as a partner in all that we do at Tennessee Tech Athletics, and as a Tennessee Tech alum. And a former football student athlete, that means a lot. That's humbling. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate you for everything, and wish you the best of luck with this season, many more championships to come, and we'll be there watching. And thank you so much for joining the show today.
Thank you, Sam. Wings up, everyone.